toutvabienspasser.com.
Allô, SOS Détresse Amitié, bonjour. Je vous écoute.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Allô.
Allô. Je ne vous entends pas.
Allô, SOS Détresse. Je suis au bout du rouleau, là. Qu'est-ce que je dois faire?
Allô. Appuyez sur le bouton.
Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Et nous voici encore partis grâce au carnet d'adresses immense de Camille Pellicer à l'autre bout du monde. Nous sommes très, très, très loin dans un pays qui parle parfois la même langue que nous.
Avec un accent un peu marrant, que j'adore.
Un accent très particulier.
Très particulier.
Pour ceux qui parlent francophone.
Exact.
Parce qu'ils ne parlent pas tous francophones. Ils parlent aussi l'américain, dit le canadien. Où sommes-nous, Camille ?
Nous sommes à Calgary, la troisième plus grosse ville du Canada. Et nous sommes en direct avec Gabby Yu.
Gabby Yu, how are you, Gabby Yu? Could you, can you hear us? She's here. Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Nous allons loin, mais la technologie nous porte facilement d'un bout à l'autre de la planète.
How are you, Gabby? Can you hear us?
I can hear you really faintly.
I think
like
it's out.
I can't really.
You
can't really hear your you guys.
All right, I'll be fine. So you are living in Calgary right now?
Yeah, I moved back a month ago.
How is the city going? Can you describe to us?
I haven't really gone outside. For context, yeah. So I've been kind of in isolation because I've came back and I just thought, oh, I think it's time for me to, I don't know, have some time to myself. And because I was pretty busy before I came back. Yeah, so I wanted to recenter myself once I got back. And I haven't seen anybody, but I have been doing things, mostly working on arts and trying to get my mental health back in a good shape.
Yeah, I think we're all trying to do that. So how is the city right now? How is Canada? How is the government dealing with it in terms of the pandemic?
Right now, the government, so when I was, so before I came back here, there was a lot of restrictions regarding dining out. So dine-in was not a thing, and that caused a lot of business owners to be kind of upset. But for the most part, I feel like people were just kind of following along the motion and not really, like some people made a big fuss, but from my circle, like it was just kind of like, oh, we're just going to accept this. And then we're just going to wait until the vaccine rolls out. And so, yeah, I have got my first vaccine.
You have got your first shot. Okay.
Yeah, I got my first vaccine.
So people were supportive of the government, but I know that Canada is quite a police, you know, the police is really present in the state and the country overall.
Yeah.
So I suppose maybe that's the reason why people were not rebelling.
Yeah, there was no real sign of police activity. And I think for the US, they had a lot of... the police presence was like kind of a strong element of 2020 because of the protests, right? And that kind of the protests for BLM, and that I guess that kind of prolonged that kind of state surveillance kind of theme for the US. But in Canada, we didn't have something like that. We still have like things like anti-maskers or people that are really mistrustful of the government and a lot of fearful things that, you know, I think a lot of places have been like that those fears are revealing itself as the months go by, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But right now, because you guys have a vaccine, the city has reopened, sort of.
Sort of, yeah. There are some restaurants that have already opened. Major things have not opened up yet.
Right.
Like what?
So we're waiting for the second dose. I think for most people, I haven't really interacted with the city. I'm more familiar with Vancouver right now because I just got back and it's just been isolating. Not really for COVID reasons specifically, but
to take care of yourself.
Sorry?
To take care of yourself, you said, your mental health?
Yeah, to take care of my own mental health and just because I have no idea where I'm heading next. So I think I'm learning to just be doing nothing. And that's harder.
Are you freaking out?
That's pretty hard.
Are you freaking out? Are you knocking your head on the walls or stuff like that?
No, I'm not. I don't think there was anybody around me that was really fearful.
But what about yourself?
I think I'm fine. I have you know, just regular anxiety and other types of mental
issues,
mental health things.
Yeah.
That are not really. I feel like COVID was just like another thing that went on top of it.
Right. So you decided to stay in the city during the pandemic. Was going out in the countryside an option for you, or you wanted to stay in the city?
I wanted to, but I didn't have access to a car, so I couldn't do that.
That's
but
tricky
I did
in Canada.
Remain in the city. And it was there was like 2 or 3 months of lockdown. And then I went back to work right away because I was doing customer service. I was working at a retailer, so since it was a big business, it was just kind of like they just kind of brought us back and things resumed like semi-normal. Like there was restrictions in place, but people weren't really following them, and it wasn't really like even when we try to enforce anything, it was just like people don't listen to us anyways. So
yeah, fair enough.
But it seemed pretty, like, it wasn't like normal, but it was functioning as if it was normal, which was the abnormal part, I think.
It sounds like a movie.
And so
it really was.
And what did you miss the most during the pandemic in terms of the city? And
I missed dancing at a club and the music shows, because I was doing a lot of that before the pandemic hit. Because I was I just got more into like the underground rave scenes, and it was just so much fun. Like, and then the pandemic hit, and then that was like all cut out. And I'm like, I hope I could do that again, but that's not something that I must need. But it would be really nice to just go to a club or something.
So, do you dance at home by yourself, or do you?
Yes, I do.
Dance in front of your webcam with friends on Zoom. How do you do?
I have gone to some of the, the shows online, and they're pretty fun.
I've never done that, like a Zoom party. It sounds such weird.
It's not really not the same, but I do appreciate it. Like, it's still something, you know.
And there's also lots of
Twitch live streamers that are like doing some pretty good stuff, I think.
And have you managed to stay connected to your friends and the people around you that are close to you?
Yeah, I think mostly I just use social media as a way to connect.
Is it not
sometimes
too...
Yeah.
No, sorry, I was going to say, because a lot of people have said social media is quite unhealthy even during these times, although so
yeah,
but you're finding it quite useful and healthy?
I think there are some negative aspects of it, but I think I feel as though the pros like kind of overcome the cons. Mm-hmm. In many ways, because that's the only way that young people are connected these days. I just don't. And with all the restrictions, you just can't go. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, that's like part of the only option for us. There's also, you know, there's tons of different platforms that people can go on and be social with, which I think kind of eases the pandemic, like not going out portion. But I found that many people I know, they're pretty happy that they don't have to interact outside. It was just like, a lot of people felt it was really relieving to be online as opposed to
real life,
as opposed to being yeah.
We're going to stay with you and we're going to listen to one of your songs that you listen to when you feel a bit sad, called Caro Caro. Yeah, back with you in a second.
Suicide FM. Tu te réveilles et tu te demandes ce qui se passe dans cette radio. Ben, on est en direct du Canada. Et au Canada, on danse sur ça.
On écoute ça. That was actually the happy song, wasn't it?
Yes, that's a happy song.
That's a happy song. Is that what you dance to alone in your room?
I dance to that, like, just like outside. Like, I'll be like walking and I'll be like skipping to this, you know?
Like a little flower. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So you mentioned before that you were staying at home right now, trying to take care of your mental mm-hmm. health. Let's talk about that. How has your mental health been this entire year?
I think it's been up and down because coming home is hard because my parents and I have had like a rough relationship, but like it's recently been better the past year and we're slowly building a better trust again. And that, when I first came back, it was pretty hard, but I think I've overcome the bigger stuff, the bigger hurdle, but there are still ups and downs living at home. And personally, I have my own personal struggles that bring me up and down. And there's like different ways I've been.
What are you doing in life? Sorry. What is your job? What do you do?
I'm
in
not
life?
Working. I'm unemployed.
But what is the dream you have to earn money with?
I'm pursuing music right now.
Okay.
I'm learning piano and I'm learning guitar.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
Ah, yes. Okay. So are your parents real boomers?
Yeah, they're boomers.
Ah, that's the trouble when you live with boomers.
I know.
It's not supposed to happen.
It's like sometimes you're like talking. It's like you're different channels, just completely different values and things like that.
Yeah,
it's hard to communicate sometimes because they don't understand where you're coming from. And then we also have like that kind of misunderstanding about how they're coming from. But it often I find that we're willing to do the work, but it's like unfair that they don't have the resources to do any of like the internal works for like self-help and like self-healing, that kind of stuff. So It's a journey for sure.
That's because I don't have the tools, and you know, we've grown up with this idea that you can self-improve and work on yourself. But people older, they don't necessarily have this.
Because they know everything already, and they know that they know works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right? Something like that.
I know this to be fact, and that is it, right? So.
Yes, and they prove that what they know is a proper way to do things. Because now we are mm-hmm. in a very great world. Anyhow,
yeah,
this
totally
is the boomer vortex. Let's jump out of it.
Let's get back to you. What do you do to stay positive and uplifted?
So there's different ways right now. I'm doing meditations more these days. And then through the meditation, there's like affirmations that I do. You know, just to like those affirmations are usually like rooted from like they come from like things that I dealt with in childhood. And then there's also weed that helps sometimes.
And weed?
Like I really it's legal in Canada.
THC.
So,
THC power.
THC gummies, that's really nice. Music is often something that I do to keep myself
this
positive
should help,
and sometimes
this should help.
Like I always feel like they kind of like some days like some days it's better to do one than over the other. It just depends on my mood.
Yeah, everybody talks about meditation, Xavier. We're going to have to get onto it.
You do whatever you want.
And so how do you see the future, the immediate future for yourself? Because right now you're staying home right
future,
now.
I'm going to stay put.
Stay put.
Do as little as I can. Does that make any sense? It's kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
We totally get
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you... It's like, yeah, right? You guys are French, you know.
Love doing nothing, just staying put.
Just learn to do nothing. And like, because I feel like creativity kind of comes when there is nothing. So when you're stressed and you're doing all this stuff, you can't, creativity doesn't come. So I'm learning to do that right now, just to do nothing.
28 years old.
You know, learn to... smell the flowers, right?
So. Great.
Exactly. And how do you feel as well about your country and the way everything, the entire world is heading?
I feel like something big is going to happen soon in regards to like the US.
Yeah.
Going to keep my eyes peeled for that. So, because anything that happens in the US, the Canada is like directly in.
Affected.
Impacted because we're so close. I think lots of people are finally becoming more aware of some issues that are happening in the world and in their personal life. So they're kind of like making their efforts to address those. And I think I'm pretty excited about that. And I find that overall people are no longer willing to accept their role in anything that harms them or exploits them in any way of their like time or their resources or their energy. And I'm super excited for things that will come out of that, as opposed to focusing on like how the economy might just burst. So I think I think I'm more concerned about the positive of the change that people could bring about if they looked a little bit more deep inward. Yeah, that's my answer.
Could you say that you changed yourself? Do you feel that you're different after this weird year? And how could you synthesize the way you changed?
I think there are ways that I've changed. I think I was always working with retail. Like I've been working with retail for, just before I came back, I was working in retail for 10 years now. So I've seen how companies are able to, you know, suck the living life out of you, to put it like that. So, and I no longer want to do that. So
alleluia. Bravo. Yeah.
So it's positive overall.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Try.
Let's listen to your depressive track.
Let's leave you with your depressive track.
Okay.
Which is called Fire Tools. Thank you so much for talking to us, Gabby. It was such a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, I miss you, Michelle.
And
how is the weather in Calgary? Calgary, c'est là où il y a eu les JO.
It's cold today, believe
it's cold.
It or not.
Ah, okay.
It's cold for a summer day, so it was raining a bunch
okay.
in 2 days.
Okay, and what would be the reason I would come to Calgary, except for the Olympic Games nostalgia? It happened in 1988, the Winter
Olympics. You would come for the mountains and the lakes.
Okay, and what is going on in the city, which could be interesting for me?
When it
will come to normal, if it happens.
The city itself? You know, there's lots of good food here, and people don't really give Calgary credit enough for that. There's lots of it's pretty multicultural like any Canadian city, but it's got a lot of good food. People don't appreciate that enough.
Yeah, saying this to a French guy will not make him move.
Do you like Asian food? 'Cause
Yeah.
You can bring you so many places.
Okay, Asian is
Asian food.
Asian food in Calgary.
Lots of good Asian food. That's like lots of like sushi, that kind of stuff.
Do you have big clubs?
I love
you
the were... Korean food here.
And how's the underground scene, the dancing scene?
You were talking about raves.
You know what? I'm really saddened, but like the big, like the best club for me, they closed because of the pandemic. So I don't know what it's like. No, it was such a sad moment, but.
Let's be sad.
Who knows?
Maybe you open one for yourself.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
In your
so
house.
I'll talk to some of my music friends here.
Let's be sad together.
Thank you so much for being with us, Gabby.
The sun is lighting at
thank
the end
so
of the
thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you.
Hopefully see you soon.
Au revoir.
See you soon.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bisous.
Au revoir.